Do you remember in 1968 the excitement around Jasper John's painting titled Flags that depicts two flags in radically different color schemes from the traditional red, white, and blue of the American flag? If we look closely at the painting and first stare intently at the top flag, the one in green, orange, and black, and then focus our gaze on the white dot in the middle of the image and keep staring at it for a solid 60 seconds, then close our eyes briefly and lower our gaze to focus immediately on the black dot at the center of the gray flag painted below it. What do we see? Almost as if by magic, we lower our focus to the bottom flag, and a familiar red, white, and blue color scheme will appear to float faintly atop the gray flag. The optical illusion occurs because after staring intently at a group of colors for an extended period of time, the color receptors in our eyes that recognize those specific colors become fatigued. Cone cells sensitive to the color differences between red, green, blue, orange are overstimulated, and when we look first away, our eyes briefly see the exact opposite of those colors because different fresh visual receptors are stimulated. We don't need to know that. But we do know that Jasper Johns was interested deeply in how we see what we see. As part of its year-long commemoration of the 250th anniversary of the United States in 2026, the National Gallery of Art in Washington is presenting a show titled American Icon, the U.S. Flag in Art, that explores the many ways artists have interpreted the United States flag from the late 1800s to today. The works highlight how artists engage with the flag as a visual motif, as an object, experimenting with form, materials, and technique to place this powerful emblem in new artistic contexts. Through a range of artistic approaches and perspectives, the exhibition invites us to consider the evolving meanings of the flag and how our relationship with it has transformed over time. Among the photographs included in the exhibition are Robert Frank's Parade, Hoboken, New Jersey, 1955, and Dorothea Lange's Children of the Wild Public School, shown in a flag pledge ceremony, San Francisco, California, April 1942. Frank's photograph shows two women observing Hoboken's centennial parade from their windows, partially concealed by a billowing flag that both reveals and obscures their presence. Lange's picture of fifth graders pledging allegiance to an unseen flag conveys a sense of innocence, humanity, and shared civic ritual. Also in the exhibition is Faith Ringgold's painting, The American People, series number 18, The Flag is Bleeding, from 1967, which was created as part of her series American People and reflects the social climate of the 1960s. The composition responds in part to Jasper John's flag works, including Flag 69 and Flag 2 from 67 through 70, which are also on view at the National Gallery. Among other highlights are Child Hatham's Allies Day, May 1917, a painting that commemorates the nation's entry into World War I in the spring of 1917, and James Rosenquist's Mirrored Flag from 1971, which presents the American flag as a reflective foil banner beneath a full moon, referencing the Apollo lunar missions of the 60s and 70s. As we've suggested, Jasper Johns is the central figure in painted flags overall. Cal Del Nero writes, Johns was born in Georgia in 1930 and moved to New York in the early 50s. His first major work, titled Flag, 1954-55, was in red, white, and blue. The artist created more than 100 flags, red, white, and blue flags, white-on-white ones, green, black, and orange, too. He created artworks with single, two, and three flags, and E. Carmen Ramos, chief curator at the National Gallery, describes Flag by Jasper Johns from 1969 in this way. Usually in his works, whether they were lithographs depicting the American flag or paintings, he portrayed the flag in color. In some cases, he altered the colors of the American flag, as we heard about orange, black and green. So this image from 1969 differs because the flag is in gray. It's a lead color. So all the color we associate with the American flag is just devoid here in this image. But we can still see the flag because of the texture. One of the statements Johns said was that the flag was something familiar, that it's seen by us, but not looked at by most people. His images of the flag are really opportunities then, invitations for us to sit and ponder the flag and what it means to us. And his use of different materials invites that exploration of the different meanings that it might have to different people, and simply what it looks like, for example, as geometric elements and colors. We're invited to look and see by the gallery at 530 Main in Stroudsburg. The gallery has invited artists from around the region to submit work for a show they've titled America as We See It, that will have its opening reception this Saturday, July 11th, continuing until August 29th. We had a chance to speak by phone with Jack Swersey, coordinator of the gallery at 530 Main Committee, about the show and the gallery itself.
It all started about a year and a half ago. We had a Pocono Arts Council, which unfortunately decided to close its doors. And the gentleman who owned the building at the time wanted to keep it as an art gallery. And I got in touch with them and offered my help. And they accepted. And I formed a committee. So we have a committee of six people. We are the gallery committee, as we like to call ourselves. And we're pretty much running the place. And I kind of head that committee. And we've been there for now. I think we've had, this is our 10th show coming up, the America as We See It. That's our 10th show. And we've been usually successful. We're averaging about 16 sales per show. And we have generally between 100 and 120 artists, each showing one piece. And some of our shows involve themes. Others are just open to anything. And it's been a very, very positive experience.
And one of the things that's exciting, too, I would think, is that the Visitors Bureau sees the importance of supporting an effort like yours in terms of bringing people to the region and giving people another reason to come to Stroudsburg.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, they're very focused on us and, of course, the Sherman Theater, who we are part of. And they have given us billboards. They have gotten local press to cover us. It's been a very, very positive experience having them as our overseer.
Now, it's fascinating to just look at the title of this show, Jack. Tell us what you all had in mind in this open sense of the way you formed the title.
Okay, well, you know, it's very interesting. We're calling the show America as We See It. We were asked by the county to do a show to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Many of us do not feel that there's a heck of a lot to really celebrate, so I'm looking at this as recognizing our 250 years as opposed to celebrating. We wanted our artists to be able to express themselves about anything that they feel about the country, be it positive or negative. Had somebody from the opposite side of the way most of us think wanted to put something in, then we would be happy to show it. Now, we have 106 artists in this particular show, and about 35 of them are politically or socially relevant. The rest of them is just Americana, nostalgia, things about America. So this show is going to be probably one of the most thought-provoking shows that we have put on, and perhaps it might ruffle a few feathers for those who might think differently than some of the artists. You know, as you know, artists are generally liberal, not all, and it's those liberal artists who have made their statement with their art.
You said it a couple of times, Jack, that you have 100 artists, 106. How does your gallery space accommodate that many artworks?
Well, we've had as much as 120 pieces in the gallery, and that's pretty much our limit. So we've not had to stretch it past that at this point, but we do see that that could happen in the future. But, you know, generally, not every artist shows in every single show, but every single show that we have attracts new artists. So every time we do a show, there seems to be between 5 and 10 artists that have not shown before. I mean, I have a mailing list with over 350 area artists on it. So we're drawing from a very talented and large group of artists.
Tell us something about the range of mediums. Oil people quilting, are they, or things like that that might evoke Americana? What has this theme brought out in terms of the way people are working?
Yeah, well, we have a little everything. I mean, obviously, we have oil paintings, we have watercolors, we have pastels, we have sculptures, we have photographs, a lot of photographs. We have a lot of photographers who are very, very good. So we have, you know, a little of everything, really. And, you know, the one thing that comes to mind is you said fabric. And, you know, we have somebody like your friend, Lizzie Tilley, who is a big fabric artist herself. And she has a piece in the show that is fiber related. So, you know, like I said, we have a little of everything.
You're the chair of the committee, Jack. Do you feel like you're free to submit work if you want to?
Oh, I put a piece in. But, you know, I tell you, up until this gallery, I was very focused on my own artwork, which is, you know, I do stuff with the camera. I don't consider myself a photographer. I'm not a photographer in the traditional sense, but I create work using the camera. But I have put that on the back burner. I get as much satisfaction out of seeing this gallery move forward as I did with my own artwork. And so I've kind of put that on the back burner, and I'm perfectly comfortable with that. And I just love administering this gallery. I get a lot of pleasure out of that.
And I remember we've talked, Jack, about the fact that you'd really like to attract more young artists.
Yes, and we constantly are getting more young artists. And that's something that has to be. Obviously, us older folks are not going to be here forever, although I would like to be, but we're not going to be. So we need younger people to step up. And we do have a fair amount of younger artists coming in, and they're terrific. And they're a little different than us more traditional older folk. Their art is a bit different, and I love it. It's different.
As you go in and out of the gallery in anticipation of the formal opening this Saturday, Jack, what kinds of images do you see that might repeat? Are there a number of Uncle Sam's? Are there a number of flags? Are there a number of veteran-like scenes? Everyone is different, I know that, but are there certain recurrent images or themes?
I would say that there are a lot of things that were done with the red, white, and blue with the flag. There's several, including my own piece, which is an upside-down flag. There's a couple like that. Yes, definitely a lot with the flags.
And any protesters? Anything like that appear?
Yes, there are two or three pieces that are some great, wonderful photographs from the No Kings marches that we've had up here in the Pocono Mountains, and very strong images. And I can think of two right now. One by Ben Marino, who's a very accomplished photographer. Another one by Lois Silverzini, who's another accomplished photographer. So, yeah, and those are the ones that are more related to the protest. There are other flag images by another photographer named Lorinda Fay, and hers is not a political statement, but a very strong image of the flag in the background. So, yeah, there's quite a bit of that. And then just lots of flags, actually. And not all of it is negative in any sense of the word. Some of it might be perceived as negative.
And I would think that it would be fascinating just taking a flag for what a flag is. It's fabric. It's not rigid. And if the wind is blowing and it's on a pole, it could move and twist. So there's dynamism there. I would think artists would have quite a field day trying to render a flag as just an object rather than a symbol.
Yeah, there's a couple in there where I can see where what you're saying and how they rendered it. Yeah, sure.
And when you think about the opening, tell us how that works at Gallery 530 Main.
Oh, sure. Well, our opening for this show is this Saturday from 5 to 8 o'clock. And, you know, we generally get, I would say, between 150 and 200 people in and out of the gallery in the evening. And we do tend to sell a lot of work at the opening. And, you know, of course, refreshments and a lot of good conversation. And it's a very nice experience.
And the gallery, when we say the address, 530 Main, it's a house, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an old Victorian house that sits next to the Sherman Theater right downtown on Main Street.
Do you deck it with banners and things sometimes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a big banner on there, and you can't miss it. You can't miss it. But it's a beautiful old house, probably built in the late 1800s. We have the bottom floor, most of the bottom floor, which entails three nice-sized rooms and the hallway. So we have a lot of space.
What do we look ahead to as your next theme, or not?
Well, our next show, we're repeating a show that we did last year, and it's all about animals. That was our biggest and most exciting show up until then. It was our most successful show. People love animals. And our next show, which will be in a couple of months, is going to be all about animals again. All the artwork will reflect animals.
You say sometimes you just leave it to the artists to submit whatever they've been working on, right?
Exactly. Exactly. The last show was our spring show, but it wasn't necessarily going to be work about springtime. It was anything they wanted to put in. And we had a good variety of things.
And do you have a website or a Facebook page, or how do people find out more?
Well, we have the Facebook page, we have an Instagram page, and there is a page on the Sherman Theater's website that you can click on to get to our page. But the most information that we put out goes through Facebook and Instagram in that order. Facebook is the one that I spend a lot of time posting information.
The formal opening is Saturday. How long does the show run?
This show stays up until August 29th. And, of course, we're open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 12 to 4 p.m. So it's a long-running show, actually, compared to most ones. This runs about a week longer than most of ours have. We get a lot of tourists in. In fact, two of the sales we made last weekend out of the three were to out-of-towners, some family from Connecticut. So we're looking forward to having more people from out-of-town come in.
Jack Swerzy, coordinator of the gallery at 530 Main in Stroudsburg, speaking about the current exhibition, America as We See It, that will have its opening reception this Saturday, July 11th, from 5 to 8 p.m. The subtitle of the show is Remembering 250 Years of America, Good, Bad, or Ugly. And the exhibition, as Jack said, features over 100 artists. 106 was the number he gave to us. And that's running through August 29th. So it is the gallery at 530 Main in downtown Stroudsburg. The show is America as We See It. Over 100 artists represented. The opening reception is Saturday, July 11th, this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m., gallery hours generally, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, noon to 4. And Jack just urged us to try the Facebook page first because of the fact that's where he puts his attention. That's the gallery at 530 Main in Stroudsburg. America as We See It, opening with a reception Saturday, July 11th from 5 to 8 p.m., and it will run through August 29th.